accessible, insightful, and brilliant. Just a few words to sum the amazing man Reverend C.T. Vivian was. Civil rights veteran who worked alongside Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and later led the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. He passed away at the age of 95. I was alerted early this morning, and I knew right away we needed to make sure we honored him properly on this platform. We have the current president and CEO of the National Southern Christian Leadership Conference. No stranger, a dear friend and confidant, Mr. Steele, Charles Steele Jr. I know this has to be a heavy day. Mr. Steele, thank you for being on the show. How are you, sir?
Doing fine, Rashad.
This morning, you were alerted, like many of us, about the passing of this giant, this warrior. And just give us some insight as to what his leadership meant, not only to you personally, but to the Southern Christian Leadership Conference.
Well, first of all, I've known Dr. Vivian since I was a teenager, and he was leading up the integration aspect of our movement in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in 1963, 1964, working with the local pastor there, Reverend T.Y. Rogers. And Dr. Vivian would always lead us in training. We'll be there at the church being trained early in the morning times. That's Monday through Friday. And he would put us on assignment. But he also told us about the importance of protecting ourselves and not becoming emotional. And then every day at 3 o'clock, we would go out from the direction of Reverend Vivian in terms of integrating the courthouse, Kreskis, the local five and dime store downtown, as well as integrating the parks. And I don't have to tell you, as we approached those various places, we were approached and attacked and was sped upon. Eggs were thrown at us, even stones and rocks in the front of the park, and we would call the N-word many a time. But Dr. Vivian, in his training, always told us, don't let that upset you. I was no more than 16, 17 years of age, and he was an icon at that particular time. And for me to be involved with him later in life throughout the civil rights movement, I was always involved with Dr. Vivian, Dr. Lafayette, and Dr. Lowry, and all. I've been in this business for 45 years, so I know a little something about it. But one of the most important things that stands out with me with Reverend Vivian is that when I ran for this to be one of the first black city councilmen in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, ultimately being a state senator, C.T. Vivian, Dr. C.T. Vivian, came and endorsed me. And the church was packed, and he gave us a dynamic sermon. That's my friend, C.T. Vivian. Then when I became president, the sixth president of SCLC in 2004, I resigned my Senate seat to come over to Atlanta because the headlines and everywhere were saying that SCLC is on the verge of collapse. And I came over to Atlanta, and ultimately within 3.5 years, we sustained SCLC through the support of C.T. Vivian and Dr. Bernard Lafayette, Dr. Joseph Lowry, and others. And I got it on this path of successfulness, and that's when I took a sabbatical. And my wife and I own a consulting firm. We travel the world. But I was called back by Dr. Vivian and Dr. Lafayette. So you got to come back to SCLC and lead us out of this turmoil one more time. So again, I came back to SCLC. Dr. Vivian and I agreed with Dr. Bernard Lafayette that at this particular time, CT will be the president and I'll be the CEO. And that's how we did it for the next year. And then after that, CT said, okay, my brother, it's yours now. I was just in the gap to make sure that you return so SCLC could sustain itself and still be the organization that we all wanted to be and go into the future. That's what I remember by my friend and brother, Dr. C.T. Vivian. He is an icon. He is a person that sacrificed and would give it all up, not to mention how he was knocked down by the sheriff, Sheriff Jim Clark, in Dallas County in Selma, Alabama, when he refused to remove himself off the county courthouse. And that's when he was so blatantly knocked down off his feet, and he got right back up and told the sheriff, we're going to vote and we're going to get our folks registered. That's the C.T. Vivian, the icon of today and of the future and forever.
Wow, what amazing insight. Dr. Steele, I did not know why you were the sixth and the eighth president of the SCLC. Now we have the rest of the story as to how that happened. And obviously your leadership is very well known, well documented, and well respected. What in your mind will be the biggest impact of the legacy of Dr. C.T. Vivian?
Well, first of all, for those of you who might not have had the opportunity to be in his presence, Dr. Vivian was the best storyteller that anyone could imagine. When you talk to him, you better make sure that you cleared your calendar, because he inspired you, he motivated you. He talked about when he was in prison and in jail, and he and Dr. Lafayette hooked up one time, and I was at the office at 10 o'clock in the morning, then leave to 5 that afternoon, because the stories was so intriguing and so inspiring and motivating that one could not leave. And I missed all of my appointments that day. He inspired you. He had wisdom. Let me just tell you about wisdom. With the wisdom that Dr. Vivian had, most folks would never have, because he was not afraid to stand up for what is right. All wisdom comes from God. We know that as Christians. But he also allowed us to get another aspect of wisdom. That's through your experiences. And you cannot be afraid to become wise like C.T. Vivian and others if you're afraid. This man was not afraid of anything. He feared nothing but God. If he didn't do the work, then he would have to respond and report to God at the right time, on the appropriate time. Mm. And I can imagine right now that he's there in heaven, because absent from the body, present with the Lord. He's Amen. There now, just sitting around the table with the rest of the angels and the Lord, and talking about his experiences with the other civil rights and hardworking people who sacrificed, the supreme sacrifice, their lives to make this society better.
Well said. Thank you so much, Dr. Steele. I appreciate you being on the show. We will continue to highlight the memory, the life, the legacy of our dear brother, mentor, civil rights legend, C.T. Vivian. He's now with the elders, but his memory continues to live on through us as well. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. As you are well aware, C.T. Vivian, at the age of 95, has passed away. Civil rights veteran who worked alongside Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He later led the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. This happened early this morning. His friend and business partner, Don Rivers, confirmed to the Associated Press, confirmed the passing. We really don't have enough time in the span of a day to highlight all of the remarkable things this giant did for Atlanta and the nation. To help provide some context, his good friend, my good friend, Reverend Dr. Durley, is on the show. Dr. Durley, thank you for being on the program. How are you?
Thank you very much, Rashad. I appreciate that very much.
I know this is a sad day. I was just speaking to another civil rights icon like yourself, and I had to break the news to him that C.T. Vivian had passed away, and it just changed everything in that conversation. And I'm sure this morning you were greatly saddened. Let me ask you about your friendship, your interaction with C.T. Vivian, and what kind of man he was for those who did not know him.
C.T. Vivian, if you had to sum it up in two words, and there it's almost an oxymoron, he was a loving warrior. He was an individual whose smile could disarm you, but when he had his mind set to accomplish a goal, C.T. knew how to accomplish it. You figure like this, C.T. was actually in the movement before Dr. King, because he started in 1947 there in Peoria, working through restaurants and desegregating restaurants in Peoria, Illinois. So when he was brought in to head up the affiliates with Dr. King, it was an extension of what he had lived. Anybody who knew C.T. Vivian knew that he was not only kind and humbled. He never, the key, particularly for those listening to your show today, and they'll know it in Atlanta, he never put himself out there. Others received the credit, John Lewis or Andy Young or Maynard Jackson, but C.T. was the real glue that was always behind the scenes making things happen. He was a tremendous confidant of Dr. King. I met him when I was 18, when I was there at Tennessee State in 1960. And over the years, we've just grown to be friends, and of course, pastors and all of that. So, he was the person who was a loving warrior. You couldn't not take him for granted, but he was that kind of person. And his smile would disarm you, but he always was organizing, thinking, strategizing, and always lifting up somebody else. You've never heard him say, I've never heard in 60 years him say anything really negative about anybody, even in private or in public. That was who C.T. Vivian was. He was the essence. And I believe he's probably going to be larger in death than in life. And he was so magnanimous in life, because people are going to begin to realize that had it not been for Martin Luther King, much of what transpired during the 60s could not have happened. Plus, a lot of people don't know, he was the founder. He started with 700 students in Alabama of a program later known as Upward Bound. He was a real organizer, but nobody knew that. But it's documented. So that was the kind of person C.T. was. He was a catalyst for humanity.
When I worked in organized politics years ago, that's when I had my first introduction to C.T. Vivian. And obviously, I knew who he was. His name was legendary, and him and I had this great phone conversation. And in this conversation, Dr. Durley, he was giving me insight, wisdom, guidance, and this was our first time talking. We probably stayed on the phone for about an hour, but he was such an accessible individual. He never met a stranger. Yep. And was always willing to share the insight that he had.
And never ask you for anything. You're so right, Rashad. If anybody that knows him, if you stopped him, we'd be walking someplace. And if you stopped him, whether it's an airport or at a restaurant, and they'll say, "Aren't you CTV?" "Yes, please sit down, Dick. How can we? How do you doing? How?" And that was him. Regardless of where he was, he always took the time. And I guess the thing that always impressed me most, you've got certain pseudo people that think they've reached a certain plateau in life, that they're non-accessible, or that you've got to pay them so much. Even up to the last several years before he stopped really going out speaking a lot, you could call CT and say, "You know, we've got my granddaughter's graduating from junior high school, and we were wondering, I know you're too busy, Dr. Vivian, could you come and speak to her class?" He said, "What time are they speaking?" And he would show up. Not just the big United Nations stuff, but he would go to an elementary school and sit there and be just as gentle. That was what made people love C.T. Vivian.
Always, what do you think his greatest impact? What do you think his greatest impact will be?
I think his greatest impact will be that this was a man who never lost sight of the primary goal of uplifting the black community economically, educationally, spiritually. A lot of people don't realize that, all, just as you are, all of the real leaders in the movement all had an ethical and a moral foundation. So his impact will always be, he never stopped for this through the C.T. Vivian Institute with the young boys, or his BASIC program, BASIC, which his son runs now. It was the oldest diversity training program on racism in America. He trained all of the Leadership Atlanta classes that came through, the business leaders. And he was doing that before we got into Black Lives Matter and before we got into diversity and all that. CT was doing it. So his basic legacy will be is that he was always breaking down barriers, but he was not breaking down barriers just to break down barriers for white and black and others to come together, but was to uplift the African-American community. That would be his greatest legacy, and he never veered from that. Regardless of what he was doing or who he's talking to, he always thought, how do we do it? That's why Upward Bound was such a major program. Then he moved on to the higher education level when he was dean there at Shaw. But that will be the greatest. He never lost sight of the vision. Some of us get into the movement while it's fashionable or while the cameras are on. CT was the same when the cameras were on or when the cameras were off.
Very well said. Dr. Daryl, we appreciate your wisdom and insight. My condolences to you, man. I know this is going to be a tough day for you and many. And we appreciate you taking the time to honor the legacy of C.T. Vivian. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. You all have a blessed day and continue to lift the family up at this time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
News and Talk 1380, WAOK. We must highlight the life and legacy of his dear friend, C.T. Vivian, Dr. C.T. Vivian. And this morning when I was talking with Dr. Beasley, the news hit him hard, but we still wanted to push through with this conversation and include the conversation of Dr. C.T. Vivian. Dr. Joe Beasley, thank you for being on the show. How are you?
Well, thank you so much, Rashad, for allowing me to have a voice on this program. And C.T. Vivian was a man of real courage, and in spite of, you know, what was going on during the civil rights struggle, when we were trying to get ourselves out of apartheid, C.T. was on the front line, and they could knock him down, but they couldn't close his mouth because he stood up for what was right.
In your interactions.
Now that he passed on, it's devastating. It's almost, he was at the level of Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
It's only, a few people at that level of courage.
Definitely. And you and him fought for human rights, inclusion, policy reform. I want to talk with you about the doctrine of discovery on the other side of the break, for you to give us some more insight and background to that and what it meant then, and if there's any application today of the doctrine of discovery. I'm here with Dr. Joe Beasley, well-known international human rights figure, scholar, leader. We're talking about this. We had already scheduled to talk about it days ago. Very insightful. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. Ladies and gentlemen, continuing our honoring of C.T. Vivian is our president of the Atlanta NAACP, Mr. Richard Rose. And Richard and I, we've been exchanging text messages this morning. Richard, good day. How are you?
Good morning, Rashad. Always good to be with you. Good morning to your audience.
Thank you for being on the show.
Today.
Always good to hear you. Yeah,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Let's talk about your interactions with C.T. Vivian and what kind of man he was in your perspective.
He was a consummate gentleman. Always, obviously very learned and intelligent. But he was such a dapper gentleman about everything, the way he talked to you, the way he carried himself. Even if he made, you know, a little sarcastic comment about it, you know, it was just so smoothly done. he was a great man. He was out of that group. You have to. A lot of people don't remember that these warriors would go into battle having already prepared wheels because they knew they faced death every day.
Mm-hmm.
John Lewis, Bernard Lafayette, James Bevel, Hosea Williams, Diane Nash. I mean, it's a lot of warriors. Even still, some of the younger ones are still here. But, you know, Dr. King and Dr. Lowry, Dr. Vivian, all of them are gone. But they knew what they faced, and yet they went in. You're talking about inner strength and courage. I can't imagine it, you know. That's why when people ask me what I do today, I say mine is just a walk in the park based on what they had to deal with. And you have to always honor and respect and remember that a lot of things that we have today would not be here without the sacrifices that they made. You know,
absolutely.
The mayor, the congresspeople, the city council, the county commissioners, none of that would have been possible, maybe, you know, later on, but what they did was pave the way and in-your-face conversation about civil rights and human rights. They were the leaders.
One thing about C.T. Vivian is that he was quick-witted, but he was also the master of slick shade, where he could say something sarcastic, but it was so thought-provoking, you didn't realize what happened until you walked away.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And I've witnessed that on several occasions, you know.
So have I.
Never mean-spirited, but it was absolutely on target, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. What do you think his biggest contribution, biggest legacy factor will be?
Man, that's hard. You have to know, his, you know, for him to stand up to both Jim Clark and Bull Connor, Jim Clark and Selma Bull Connor in Birmingham would have to be some of the most memorable confrontation that he had, because he knew he was going to be physically abused. But he stood there, always dressed, you know, coat, even without a tie sometime, but he was dressed. And he was dressed to confront and to demand civil rights, human rights, and demand respect. You know, we had a saying out of Mississippi. I'm from Memphis, but my folks from Intervena, Mississippi, is that I refuse to be mistreated. And that typifies C.T. Vivian to me. He refused to be mistreated. He was not going to lay
down. He will be missed. Yep. He will be missed. Richard, I appreciate you, brother. I thank God for your leadership. You being president of the Atlanta NAACP, I'm telling you, we could not have chosen anyone better. Man, I have so much admiration for what you do and your leadership qualities and integrity for that office. And we will continue fighting the good fight.
And I appreciate you. I appreciate the compliment. Every day I'm going to just do the best I can, and I appreciate the support of you and so many others who understand really where we are, that this fight continues, that our battle, the signs are not on the streets and the streetcars and the restaurants, but the signs are still there.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you
so much. Good day.
All right. Richard Rose, president of the Atlanta NAACP, giving tribute to C.T. Vivian, who passed away today at the age of 95. Early this morning, I received an alert at about 4, maybe 5 a.m. this morning, and started working on making sure that we could honor C.T. Vivian the right way on this program today. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Rich Morning Show. He was kind, wise, and always accessible. We will miss civil rights legend C.T. Vivian, his impact on Atlanta and this nation was profound. Today, we are honoring his memory on the show. It is still Anything Goes Friday. He was 95 years of age, died of natural causes, according to reports. Daniel Blackman is on the line, activist as well, and well-known environmental activist and advocate. Daniel Blackman, thank you for being on the show. How are you, sir?
What's up, sir? How are you?
I'm doing all right, brother. Good to hear your voice, man.
Man, I was woken up this morning by my wife with the news, and, you know, while my heart is heavy, man, he lived a long life, and I just wanted to give an example, man, and just share a really, really quick story of how years after his wife Octavia passed away, that brother still wore his wedding band, and
he was
an example to so many people, brother. So he is loved beyond measure. And poured into so many lives like you and mine, and I am forever grateful for everything he did. And it's on us to embody what he poured into us and to share that with the world, man.
Very well said. He definitely was someone that led by example. He showed the absolute best of leadership. And when I got the news this morning, Daniel, I really had to check it with other sources because there was a report that Congressman Lewis had passed away a few days ago ended up being completely false. And so I started checking the other sources. And once it was confirmed by his longtime business partner, my heart just sunk. And I realized then I needed to make sure that we honored him properly on the show today and beyond.
Beautiful. Man, let me say this too, Rashad. You know, we lost Reverend Lowry this year, and we have lost so many people. And I will say that Reverend Vivian was one of those people we celebrated every day, man. We did not allow that brother's name or his legacy to be tarnished, nor did we allow it to, did we allow him to not be honored and celebrated while he was here. And more than anything else, brother, I do this every time I get to be on your show. I want to thank you because it's the example we set every day for our sons and our daughters, our wives, our families that means the most. And all we can do in honoring the legacies of Dr. Lowry and Reverend Vivian and Maynard and so many before them is to live out our purpose based upon what they taught us, what they instilled in us, and the values we continue to carry, brother. So I love you, man. Immensely, and his memory.
I love you back, brother.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Appreciate you, man.
All right. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Rich Morning Show.